Let's go from New Jersey to Green Bay, Wisconsin. 10:50 a.m. listener, Patty. Hey, Patty, how you like that? 86 in Panama City. I think I may want to book a ticket.
I don't like it. Winter's my favorite season. but I have a question. I have many, many grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and I know that Fortnite that Relevant Radio has been talking about, that how harmful it is. I have one. Right after I heard that on the radio, I went to my daughter's house, and there he was playing that game with a friend. And my daughter had said that there's one of the games among the many in Fortnite that is okay. And I don't believe that a bad tree can bear good fruit. And I think that one game might be a lure into the rest of it. What do you think about that? What can I tell my daughter about that?
I'm not as cognizant as I should be of all the details of this particular game. I did ask some of the Catholic parents I know who are very careful and very cautious, and they do make distinctions in this particular one. That's all I know. I just would be, I can only give general rules on that because I just don't know this particular game, though I do know people are very concerned with its that people are spending a disproportionate amount of time with it. So I'm just not the right person to ask that question to, because I don't know enough about this particular game myself. And I don't game myself. I actually had some games on my mobile devices, kind of, single player, innocent little things. But I looked at the time I spent on it and decided that was all time better spent doing other things. So I'm kind of negative on these things. I think they're great time wasters. Though parents who are really, really good parents tell me they can be helpful, some of these games, for helping their children in certain ways, in learning and in also some of the communications they do. So we don't want to be complete Luddites and throw out anything that's modern as bad, but we do want to be cautious and careful because we want what's best for our children. So I would just think that's what you as grandparents and parents need to do. That's, if you will, your vocation is to, look at these games or any toy that your child would be involved in, or any game your child would be involved in. I've had a lot of discussion in the last 2 weeks with people about football and their children. Should their children play football? Should their children be involved in other contact sports like lacrosse, hockey, and others? A lot of discussion among parents, as there should be, about the long-term effects of these sports and if it's good or bad. Now, I like the fact that sports build up teamwork, that it causes you to cooperate. It teaches dedication. It teaches hard work. It teaches what I call stick-to-itiveness, and many other things. Many other virtues are developed through sport. But we do also have to be prudent about the physical and emotional and other effects that sports have on our children. So parents, what you all have to do, parents and grandparents, is prayerfully discern what it is that God wants for your children, so that they grow up to be holy and happy and healthy. Those are things we want for you. So you're right to be concerned, Patty. You're right to ask the question. I'm just, on that one, not enough of an expert on this particular game to be able to judge it.
Oh, well, thank you. I just wondered if the one that is so-called safe, would that lead them into the others? That's what I was wondering.
Well, yeah, all things are... can lead into other things like that when it comes to video gaming or anything else. But we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So I remember when I was at the appropriate age, my dad began, and my mom too, began to teach my family, my brother, my sister, myself, about the appropriate use of wine with dinner, about how it can be part of a healthy diet. Now, you could say that wine can lead to alcoholism, and alcoholism or alcohol consumption can lead to drug abuse. And of course, it can. But that doesn't mean that we have to say that all use of alcohol is immoral. Of course, it isn't. Our Lord changed water into wine at a party for a particular purpose, the celebration of a wedding. He, as a good first century Palestinian Jew, would have had wine frequently with his diet and in his meals. That's the way that You know, so it's a good thing. We just have to be careful that it's not misused or that it isn't conducive to people reaching for other kinds of stimulants or depressives that are, in fact, much more problematic, if not illegal.
Can I say one more thing, please?
Yes.
I guess the children who have been using these, they've become very angry people. They changed their personalities, angry and very disrespectful and disobedient. And so it's not just a game. It's a game changer.
Well, and that's, Patty, right. And, you know, the Lord gives us that rule that by your fruit you shall know them. So one way of judging if something is good or not is, you know, the results of what it does to, you know, it, when someone is involved. So, for example, if someone was playing, I'm just going to pick a silly game, a game actually I think is good for young people to play, called Ultimate Frisbee. It's a form of Frisbee that's done by teams. It's a little bit like football, a little bit like basketball, but it Ultimate Frisbee. If every time people played Ultimate Frisbee, they were surly and came away angry and bitter and you know, snapping at their parents, obviously you'd say Ultimate Frisbee isn't good for my kid, no matter what other good effects it might have. Now, you know, so the same rule would apply to anything, that if the child was being negatively effective, if every time the child ate a certain dish, let's say if they ate, you know, sweets, they became problematic, then that child couldn't, you know, and shouldn't, or should be limited in the amount of access to sweets they have. It's the same thing. So by your fruits ye shall know them. Thanks, Patty.
And
appreciate it.
Thank
Go ahead.
You.
Thank you. God bless.